hysteria at all, and people are being respectful that the management team have got this under control.
Camden Market, which houses hundreds of shops and eateries, suffered a major fire in 2008 that forced a partial closure of the market for several months. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from The Little Market, a nonprofit organization founded by women to empower female artisans in developing countries around the world. An online store offering a collection of goods and gifts with a commitment to fair trade. More at thelittlemarket.com.
On the next Fresh Air.
I've been strapped in, you know, physically, to point shoes, strapped into a leotard and tights for my whole entire life.
Wendy Whalen, former principal ballerina with the New York City Ballet, reflects on what it was like to retire after nearly 30 years with the company and start a new life. She's the subject of a new documentary, Restless Creature. Join us.
Afternoons at 3 on AM 580 and at will.illinois.edu.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Donald Trump Jr. has been tweeting today that there's no inconsistency in his two conflicting statements about the meeting he now admits he had with a Russian lawyer during the campaign. He at first said it was to talk about adoption policies, then confirmed he met with the lawyer because she offered intelligence on Hillary Clinton. Of course, there are multiple investigations into the Trump campaign's ties to Russia, and his father, the president, had his own Russian-related tweets this weekend. Plus, Congress has just returned from a recess to debate health care legislation, so it's looking like another busy week in Washington. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here. Ron, just when you thought you could put on some sunscreen and relax.
Oh, not really, Robin. Never,
no,
ever.
Never. Not this summer. Well, look, Kellyanne Conway, the president's counsel, was out today saying nothing happened at this meeting, that there wasn't any, you know, good information on Hillary Clinton, no action taken. But, of course, Democrats and Republicans are asking, why didn't Donald Jr. admit to this meeting long ago when asked if he'd met with Russian officials or Russians? And what would he have done if there was good intelligence? So tell us more about why he says he took the meeting, who was there, what are the questions being raised?
He's been giving shifting explanations, and that's a big part of the problem. Kellyanne Conway said this morning that there was no evidentiary trail out of this meeting. If you watch a lot of TV, that's the kind of thing where you hear a person say, you'll never get that to stand up in court, copper. So it does draw a certain amount of attention and suspicion, and the shifting explanations are probably the biggest problem right at the moment. Initially, it was supposedly, we had no idea why we were meeting with this particular woman who was a Russian lawyer connected to the Kremlin, but she wanted to talk about adopting Russian kids, which was something that got shut down a while ago, and so we did it. Well, then the explanation suddenly became, well, we were told she might have damaging information about the Clinton campaign, but it turned out she didn't, so after that we talked about adopting Russian kids. I'm not sure that's going to stand the test of most people's critical faculties.
Well, this comes as Special Counsel Robert Mueller is building his team to investigate connections between the Trump campaign and Russia. So how has the temperature changed in Washington, has it?
It's raised the heat, obviously, but it's also changed the nature of the heat. We've gone from hot summer pavement here to something more like a bed of coals because it's becoming so much more bipartisan. The forehead slapping has really become a chorus. And we have probes underway in the House where the trajectory has been a little uncertain, but also in the Senate, which seems much more serious. And they're going to want to hear from Donald Jr. They're going to want to hear from some of the other people who were involved in this meeting. And we can also expect